Marouk trane herren, ismin lam tres louis, gak banakt, a hjolag da gak dene et ha portjake la nasjunta radiofobel, fehes a kuig. May I extend my very warmest greetings and best wishes to all of those participating in National Community Radio Day 2025. Today's celebration is being hosted by West Limerick 102 FM, and it offers a wonderful opportunity to reflect on the remarkable journey of community radio in Ireland, a journey that has been shaped by vision, perseverance, and an unwavering commitment to public service and the common good. It is with a great sense of fulfilment that I recall my time as First Minister for Arts, Culture and the Gaeltacht, when in 1993, urging the newly appointed board of the Independent Radio and Television Commission to give serious consideration to the development of community radio as a vital expression of the right to communicate, I told them, as I do now again repeat, that I hold a very strong belief that community radio must be afforded parity of esteem with other broadcasting forms, recognising its capacity to empower, to include, and to connect. As an advance on this view, the IRTC introduced a community radio pilot project in 1995. I approved the very first issuing of 11 licences to community groups across the country. It was my sincere belief, a belief I haven't changed, that these new stations would flourish, and they did not disappoint. I was anxious that they would capture their share of listenership. It would be so more difficult to capture it back if they had been ignored. And now today, community radio continues to flourish, expanding the democratic space, enriching public discourse, offering a unique platform for voices that might otherwise go unheard. It is a space where local culture and tradition are cherished, where diverse experiences representing a diverse Ireland are offered a space where the challenges and possibilities of communal life are explored with insight, care and information. In an era of fast-moving and sometimes isolating digital communication, the enduring power of the human voice, conveyed through the medium of radio, offers a sense of presence, immediacy, and connection that is deeply valuable. Community radio, at its best, fosters a spirit of participation, too, and a mutual understanding. It builds bridges between the generations, between communities, between ideas, thoughts, and experiences. Is minlam mavuika special tagwala krail. Is it bar anati na shunte, linra takik tagas train ala da radia fabel neherin, don rol riktanak ata kunin ernal shina kohag sa kwevna tris liamlo mavuikas lo. May I extend my gratitude to Crail, then, as the National Representative Support and Training Network for Irish Community Radio, for playing what is an indispensable role in sustaining and nurturing what is a vital sector. Let us honour, too, the tireless work of all the volunteers, broadcasters, producers and supporters who make community radio possible, those whose dedication contributes to a more informed, inclusive and reflective public. One that places ethics, empathy and human dignity at the heart of its civic life. I do want to make a special thank you for the inclusion it makes in its programmes for the Irish language, for Irish music, for new creative efforts. To all of you, may I extend my warmest greetings to everybody who will be celebrating National Community Radio Day 2025. Mavuikas Libiliog. Tréslím levis bergat banacht, ní hawandan vlinsha, acton tawa cuí.